You have been looking at events that you say could be harbingers of things to come. What kind of events are you looking at here?
Well, I think in order to, and I want to lay the groundwork here because there's so much to talk about tonight. So much is going on. And I want your audience to understand that I've been looking at this for about 30 years, but full time for a little over two, closer to 3 years now, full time focused on this. It's all I do. I watch, I look, I read, and I'm trying to connect some dots. There's an ancient prophecy that's about 2,000 years old, and it says this, and I want to read that, and with the idea that, does this prophecy relate? Are we in the time, the season, the moment in time where some of this prophecy is being fulfilled right in front of our eyes, or is it just business as usual? And each person out there listening really has to weigh the evidence that we'll go through tonight and make that decision themselves as to where we are. The prophecy says this, "But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, for such things must happen. But the end is not yet, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows." So, you know, we look at this and, okay, what does that mean? And is it, and where we are today, is it just business as usual? I mean, we're looking at earthquakes, tsunamis, fires in Russia, and we'll go through some of these things like one-on-one.
Sure.
But I look at these, and from my perspective, from my point of view, it's not business as usual. In fact, I am alarmed at what I see. I have never seen the global atmosphere so charged, so uncertain, so tenuous as it is now.
Is it a cycle, L.A.? Has this happened before?
Well, certainly, if we look at, let's say, what happened right before World War II, or what happened in this country, certainly in the 30s with the Great Depression, people can draw similarities to that, and there are. The planet has gone through certain similar times as what we're seeing now. Certainly, a prelude to World War II would be a great example, a cogent example, and the one that's in our recent history. But what we're seeing combined with the wars and rumors of wars, we're seeing all these, I call them earth changes for lack of a, I think it's a kind of a good umbrella there, a good term to look at the earthquakes and the volcanic activity. You know, let me just whet the readers or your listeners' appetite here. August 13th, 7.2 earthquake. August 12th, 7.1 Ecuador. August 10th, 7.3, 4.8 in Wyoming, 7.4 in New Britain, 6.5 in Morro Gulf, July 24th. What we're seeing is this inundation of earthquakes, and we're getting 7-point-something on the Richter scale almost on a weekly basis. I've never seen that before. I mean, yeah, we get one or two of these things, but not every week and not all over the planet. And we go back to that prophecy, earthquakes in various places. I mean, and again, the listener has to make up their own mind, and from my point of view, what we're seeing, these things aren't going away. I mean, if we had a couple of, you know, like a rash of them in a couple of months or something, and then it stopped for a few months, I'd say, okay, you know, I'm not sure what that was, a little spike perhaps, but I'm not really bothered by that. I mean, maybe loss of life would bother me, but not the fact that we're seeing these things every single week, and they're not going away. They're almost burgeoning. So I'm troubled by that. I'm concerned by that, and that kind of, it kind of wakes me up to the fact that, you know, we may be moving into a time period of which these prophecies speak. Now, the earthquakes are only one dynamic of it. I mean, there's certainly other dynamics that are happening with earth changes. I mean, certainly if we look at this is just one, a huge ice sheet breaks from Greenland Glacier. In fact, if you go to my blog site, a lot of this information is listed with links. So, you know, you can check up on it yourselves and just click the link and go there after the show, whatever. Do your own homework and see if, you know, I'm pulling rabbits out of my hat or this is well documented. The story continues. It is the largest Arctic iceberg to break off since 1962. Now, again, it's like, you know, we're getting something like it's just coincidence, but these things start to build up. You know, all these earthquakes and now the glacier. What about the heat wave and the drought that's hitting Europe? They're saying in Moscow, in Russia specifically, they're calling it the heat wave that has plagued central Russia since June is the worst in the country's history. And the quote is, in 1,000 years, neither we nor our ancestors have observed or recorded anything like this sort of heat. I mean, you start connecting the dots here. What are we really looking at? Is it just business as usual, or are the signs, are these the troubles that we're looking at, all these earthquakes in various places, famines and trouble, these are the beginnings of sorrows? And I would point out that I think overwhelmingly that we are moving into a period of time where we're not seeing the signs go away. In fact, they're increasing. Let me give you a couple more here.
Okay.
Why the fires in Russia last week, and someone sent me a Google Earth map.
Were hundreds of dying every week.
Hundreds of dying every week. The fires were at least 500 to 600 of these things, and this is what's alarming. I have not been able to vet the story, but we've heard about the fact that it's getting near Chernobyl, the fires are near Chernobyl, a lot of radioactive material in Chernobyl. If the fires sweep through Chernobyl, then that radioactive cloud goes into the smoke, and now we've got a radiological disaster in that smoke cloud, which will travel around the Earth. And as it picks up and the rain takes the ash and drops it, we're looking at not only acid rain, but radioactive rain. So it's into a whole different deal here. 500 to 600 fires in Russia. It's affecting the wheat crop. Putin announced, and Medvedev announced last week, that Russia will no longer export wheat this year. Now all of a sudden we're looking at food shortages. So if the one thing is building on the other. Meanwhile, in Pakistan, they're experiencing floods like they have never seen. I mean, we're looking at 20 million people displaced by these floods in Pakistan. So it's like we start looking at some of these earth changes, these world events. And look, I mean, I'm not cherry picking. This is all very recent news. I mean, I could have gone back and, you know, from the first of the year. These stories are in the last 10 days. The earthquakes, on the other hand, are from the first of the year to the present. And the earthquakes are showing, and this, again, is all on the blog, elliemarzulli.wordpress.com, to show that there's an increase, that these earthquakes are repetitive. They're happening on a weekly basis, sometimes two or three on a weekly basis. We go to China. We look at the flooding continues. The search for survivors in northwestern China is growing desperate in the wake of flash floods and landslides that have killed hundreds and disrupted the lives of millions more across Asia. Again, it's like, you know, we're used to seeing like one event like a Katrina, which is horrific, but nothing else really is going on. It's just Katrina. We kind of deal with that. What we're seeing now is this stuff is happening all over the globe, and at some point our resources can't keep up with the devastation, and I find that incredibly, incredibly alarming.
Do you find it to be supernatural? These are obviously natural events, but the fact that they're all happening, do you think that's been programmed in? It's supernatural or just bad luck for us?
That's a really good question. The fact that the prophecies point to this, and the fact that these things are happening, and this is where it gets a little dicey. Is it business as usual, or is something else happening? Or are we looking at other forces which are disrupting life as we know it? And I don't really have the answer to that. I think each person listening to the show is going to have to make up their own minds as to what we're looking at and try to ascertain or discern, is it business as usual, or is this something more? Are we looking at some sort of supernatural event that's causing the Earth to quake like this? Is it related to HAARP, or is it something else? Is the Earth beginning to go through some sort of change, like the 2012 people were talking about, the Mayan calendar, the pole shift, and all that? That may be a reality, or is it? Or here's another theory, or is let's say the God who's outside our space-time continuum knows this time is going to happen and is pointing to it and then warning us and saying, hey, you know, when you see these things begin to happen, know that these are just the beginnings of sorrows.